The Public News Service Daily Newscast, September the 13th, 2021. I'm Mike Clifford. Washington State's largest union of public workers has reached an agreement with the state on Governor Jay Inslee's vaccine mandate. More on that now from Eric Tegenoff.
The deal ensures access to and education about the shot on work time, as well as an additional day of leave so workers can get vaccinated. The Washington Federation of State Employees filed a lawsuit in August to compel the state to negotiate in good faith on the details of the mandate. Union President Mike Yastrzemski says the agreement is a win for public health and due process.
This entire bargaining process and that lawsuit that we had filed, all of that was about impact bargaining and the fundamental right of unions to bargain workplace conditions.
The Washington Federation of State Employees is withdrawing that lawsuit. The agreement also includes options for people near retirement and a consistent and equitable process across workplaces for employees seeking a medical or religious exemption. More than 80% of members voted in favor of the agreement.
The Washington Federation of State Employees includes 47,000 public service workers in state agencies, higher education, and behavioral health. Good employment opportunities always have been scarce for formerly incarcerated people, but now the COVID-19 pandemic has wiped out many thousands of jobs and weakened the economy.
Michael Watkins spent a lifetime finding work after prison. The Raleigh resident struggled with low-wage jobs. If he could find one, more than three decades after doing a six-month stretch for felony breaking and entering as a 26-year-old. He says he sought legal aid for help removing his felony conviction, but was told there was no hope in his case.
They probably wouldn't be able to help me because of my felony, that it was a Class H felony, which is one that cannot be expunged according to North Carolina statutes.
Watkins' experience is far from exceptional. According to the Raleigh-based North Carolina Second Chance Alliance, more than 90% of large employers conduct criminal background checks and often will automatically reject applicants based on dismissed charges, long-ago convictions, and convictions that aren't related to a job's qualifications and responsibilities. Nadia Rumlagan reporting.
The Washington Post reports that Democrats are growing confident that California Governor Gavin Newsom will prevail in Tuesday's recall election, averting political disaster by energizing liberal voters. The Post says across the country, his party is paying close attention to how he's doing it, warning Democrats if they stay home, Donald Trump and his agenda will prevail. At a recent campaign stop in East L.A., Newsom said Trumpism is alive and well in this country. Is it any surprise the entire Trump organization is behind the recall? This is PNS. Opponents of rollbacks to the Trump-era Clean Water Act say 90% of New Mexico's waters were left unprotected and hope a recent court decision will be a turning point.
A federal judge ruled the Trump administration's 2020 Navigable Waters Protection Rule was too flawed to keep in place. That means for now, instead of falling under federal jurisdiction, the status of ephemeral or intermittent streams will be subject to case-by-case determinations. Rachel Kahn with the water advocacy group Amigos Bravos says arid states such as New Mexico need their own rules.
We are a very dry state, as we all know, and we have many waters that don't flow year-round. And it is all of those waters that had been left unprotected.
The rule had removed protections for hundreds of thousands of intermittent streams and wetlands that feed and support the Rio Grande River. I'm Roz Brown.
And anyone can become a victim of sexual violence. Work is underway in Ohio to ensure men feel welcome in the anti-violence movement.
As the Engaging Men Coordinator at the Ohio Alliance to End Sexual Violence, Javon Howard focuses on assisting male survivors of sexual violence and getting more men involved in prevention work. He explains that sexual violence prevention work is historically rooted in combating patriarchal ideas and thus isolating men from the movement.
We have this anti-violence space to get away from violence perpetuated by men, but then this space also needs to include men. It creates tension in the movement, and it illuminates a lot of the pain and fear that we have towards men that prevent us from fully accepting male survivors.
Howard says something as simple as female-centered language can discourage a male survivor from coming forward. For example, a rape crisis center named Women Helping Women. He notes that understanding these challenges is a new conversation. Mary Sherman reporting.
Finally, Emily Scott tells us the National Association of State Foresters, formed in 1920, with his first meeting in Harrisburg amid an increase in large wildfires throughout the country.
Because of the pandemic, last year's conference went virtual. Sea Foresters just wrapped up their 2021 in-person meeting in Pittsburgh with the last 100 years on their mind. In the late 1800s and early 1900s, the state battled many wildfires, reducing the extent of once common tree species. State Forester Ellen Schulzebarger says the lessons of the past can help inform the future of how we maintain forests.
So we were talking about forest health 100 years ago. Forests and these pests and these issues don't just stay within boundaries, and it's extremely important for us to work with our neighboring states and with our partners to really be effective in having good forest management moving forward.
Forests cover nearly 60% of Pennsylvania.
This is Mike Clifford, and thank you for starting your week with Public News Service, member and listener supported, heard on great radio stations, and find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.